Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Missing Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Dominic Wells on the line. He's founder over at Onfolio.co. Dominic, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
All right. So excited to get today's topic. So we're going to talk about how to buy profitable online businesses. So a lot of investors, entrepreneurs, executives listening right now. So a hot topic over here. But before we get into that, let's get a little bit further into what you're doing over at Onfolio. Tell us a little bit more about your company, please.
Yeah, sure. Basically, we help people to buy online businesses, and in many cases, we run those businesses for them after they've completed the acquisition. We do specialize a little bit in content websites, which is basically, it's essentially a blog or a website that has a lot of content and long-form articles, and it's monetized maybe with affiliate commissions or through display advertising, or they sell their own products. So a lot of the websites that people read on a daily basis would be considered a content site. And running these sites can be a full-time job for people. So there's many people who are attracted to the space and want to get involved with some of the potential returns, but have no desire or just no idea how to run an online business. So that's kind of where we step in as the operators for them.
I love this. And what's so interesting about this too is sometimes people ask me what we do over here, and I try to say we're in the content business. And when I put numbers and I kind of tell them analytics, I'm like, yeah, so we release between 50 and 70 episodes a week. That's over 500 social media posts. That's obviously between 50 and 70 blog posts. And then I kind of break down the metrics and what we do in reach and business model. It's like, oh, people start to understand, wait, that is an actual business. So having people watch it, engage, and having different profit centers in your content business is a business. So the reason I bring that up is because, you know, there's a lot of, like I mentioned to you, investors listening and other people that maybe haven't really considered, investing in this as an asset class. Maybe they've invested in real estate. Maybe they've invested in stocks. Maybe they've invested in bonds, but they don't actually know this as a niche or something that they can invest in and to diversify their portfolio. So that's why I'm excited to have you on the show today to talk about buying profitable online businesses. Where do you want to start with that topic?
Yeah, I mean, online business can be such a broad topic. It's hard to know where to start sometimes. I think going back to what you just said, yeah, there are a lot of people who don't realize that online business is an investable asset class, or even is an asset class itself. I think it can be quite intangible, I guess, because it's not like real estate where you can see it and walk inside and turn the lights on and everything. But there are websites out there which are just sort of silently making millions. Every time you Google a recipe and you come across a blogger who's just sharing some recipes and they've got ads on their website, some of those blogs are making tens of thousands of dollars a month, some of them even 100,000. So recognizing that it's an opportunity, just like any other brick and mortar business, is probably the first step. And then considering what kind of business you want to invest in is the next step. And there's such a wide range, because there are these content sites that are basically like publishing businesses, just like your podcast. And then there's also FBA businesses where people actually work with Amazon to sell products on their platform. And then there's more traditional e-commerce where someone might just have a store and they physically ship the products themselves to the customers without relying on Amazon. And then there's membership sites where people pay a monthly fee to access some content or some training. There's online courses. So there's a whole plethora, really. And just deciding which one is worth learning about is probably the first step for somebody.
And so, when you think about like all of these options on here, I mean, are there opportunities for both, let's say, passive investing to where people are able to, you know, purchase sites and not have to be as active in the day to day, which is, I know, some of the things that OnFolio helps, but then there's also more active things. So like almost, I won't say buying a franchise per se, because it is a separate property, but something that already has a model and a proven model. And if they have the history and the expertise, they can also run it themselves. Can you talk a little bit more on just kind of those different types of investors? Because I know you work with many.
Yeah, that's a good question. To some extent, most online businesses do require some level of activity, unless you're buying a very large one where it comes with the team and the owner is selling, but the team are going to stay. And then essentially your job would be just to work with the team who are staying and maybe promote one of them to the CEO, and then yeah, you are pretty passive. The other way to be passive is to, as you mentioned, work with someone like us who will, I mean, I think the real beauty of what we do is turn an active investment into a passive investment. But then for someone who wants to do their own thing and they don't mind being involved, then yeah, it is kind of similar to buying a franchise, or you're buying a business that's already proven. It's why a lot of people prefer to buy, because when you're building, you have no idea if anything's going to be successful. But when you buy, you can see the business, see how it makes money, see its track record. And then, yeah, you're not just going to walk in on day one and figure it out. But you're not also trying to create something from thin air either.
That's awesome. What excites you right now? So, I mean, like you have a unique vantage point. You see a lot of deals, deal flow. I mean, what excites you in the market, whether it's industry, it could be model. I mean, it could be products. Like, what gets you excited right now?
I think particularly in the current global pandemic situation, I think anything to do with online learning or e-learning, particularly if there's a subscription involved or some kind of monthly fee, is pretty exciting. There's a lot of trends that have come out of the pandemic, and some of them you don't know how well they're going to last. Like, for example, working from home. Will everybody stay working from home, or will offices say, actually, we prefer productivity, everyone come back? But online learning, I think, has already been trending up over the last decade or so. And I think with companies like masterclass.com, we're going to see even more of that. And for a content site where with digital products, you pretty much make 100% every time you make a sale, once the actual course is created, it's a pretty exciting business to be in. And I think there's so much more that can be done. So yeah, that definitely excites me. And then I think just any real business where you can have people paying a monthly fee and you just deliver them good content or good services is always going to be attractive as well, because of that consistency it brings.
How do you, again, going back to a lot of business owners, a lot of investors listening to this. So what are the typical type of investors that are usually a good fit to work with OnFolio and your team?
Usually, well, the average person who comes to us is usually someone who would be familiar with investing in real estate, or they've studied online business a little bit, but they don't really know enough to do anything by themselves. And what they're looking for is essentially a fairly passive investment. They don't want to just kind of say, hey, go buy me something and send me reports. They do want to learn what's going on. So it's kind of like somewhere in between looking over our shoulder without micromanaging and being completely passive. And yeah, that would be the ideal person. And we do have some people who want to be a bit more hands-on, and they do want to learn and kind of jump into the business. And so for those people, we generally just say, okay, we'll help you find one, and we'll help you make a plan, and then we'll let you get on with it, and we'll just kind of be consultants as needed. So it depends. But for me, the ideal person is someone who's kind of like, hey, I just want to give you the money and let you run the business. But yeah, we can cater to various levels of involvement.
And I don't know this, so this is a question on my end too, is do people often, or is it also a thing to, you know, like, let's say, I'll throw out a random example. Let's say you already have a skin line or something like that, or one type of niche that you're already pretty well invested in your own company. Is it common for people to buy other properties, maybe in the same niches, to take advantage of either traffic or other, and or other things that may help build even their existing business?
Yeah, I think most people who come to us, they're looking for their first business, so we don't do that often. But we do have people who, they either buy the first one with us, and then they say, great, let's now go get a second one in the same industry, or they already have one and they're looking for like a strategic acquisition. You can look at it as buying a complementary business or buying something which you can send traffic and audience and potential customers to your existing business. I'd say it's less common, but it's definitely something that people do.
That's awesome. So Dominic, that being said, if somebody's listening to this right now and they want to learn more about OnFolio and working with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Well, yeah, just go to onfolio.co, so .co, and I have a contact form there that I'm very responsive to. We have an email newsletter. We have a blog that we don't update as often as we should. So just kind of diving in there and reading some of our long form articles and understanding more about our philosophies is the best way to get involved. And then just send me an email if you ever want to actually have a conversation and take it from there.
That's awesome. Well, Dominic, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about, how people can think about buying profitable online businesses and also all the great work that you're doing over at onfolio.co. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there. But don't forget to leave us some comments in the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Dominic, thanks again for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. It's been good.